This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The Alliance Defending Freedom, the Charlotte Lozier Institute, and the Family Research Council are voicing concerns that the White House is tricking Americans into funding abortions. In violation of federal law, new HHS rules allow a cover-up of abortion surcharges in Obamacare. There's a new website to help disclose which Obamacare plans require the hidden abortion surcharge. The vicious atrocities of ISIS have taken a new turn. The radical group is reportedly financing itself through killing for organs and selling them on the black market. Corrupt doctors and immoral buyers are part of the criminal trade, and at least one pro-life leader is saying that no one should be allowed to save their own life at the cost of someone else's murder. Across the country, pro-life demonstrators affiliated with the Pro-Life Action League are singing empty manger Christmas carols outside abortion clinics. In the Chicago area, as many as 8 women canceled abortions after hearing the carols. This is Life News Radio. Slavery was wrong for something more than some notion that we don't like slavery anymore. It was wrong because property rights, which slave owners tried to claim, could not compare with the rights lost by those persons called slaves. Legalized abortion holds a similar rights conflict. Be courageous. Know the life issue. Understand the inherent conflicts in abortion. This is Life News Radio. In 1985, a West Virginia family laid eyes on an abandoned and abused child from Mexico and began adopting children. Now, besides their own 5 children, they have 29 family members from all over the world, adopted children from as far away as the Ukraine and Ghana. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.